Nolte, Hillary complains there are not enough Democrats in the news media. By John Nolte on January 23, 2020. Hillary Clinton told the far-left Hollywood Reporter she doesn't believe there are enough Democrats in the news media. How can the left combat Fox News? She was asked by the sycophants at the Hollywood Reporter. Hillary's answer is hilarious. It's really a shame that all the people who support progressive politics and policies haven't understood that that's exactly the right question to ask. We do have some well-off people who support Democratic candidates. There's no doubt about that, but they've never bought a TV station. They've never gobbled up radio stations. They've never created newspapers in local communities to put out propaganda. That's all been done not just by Murdoch and Fox, but by Sinclair and by the Koch brothers and by so many others who have played a long game about how we really influence the thinking of Americans. Jeff Bezos. Jeff Zucker. Carlos Slim. Phil Griffin. Just to name a few. Has Hillary never heard of the New York Times? The Washington Post? CNN? MSNBC? NBC? PBS? NPR? ABC? CBS? Or, say, The Hollywood Reporter? Not to mention Deadline, Variety, Entertainment Weekly, People, Politico, BuzzFeed. What about the Los Angeles Times, Charlotte Observer, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution? And let's not forget Facebook, Apple, Netflix, Hulu, Twitter, and Google. Democrats own all of the establishment media, all of Hollywood, all of academia, all of social media. And Hillary and the Hollywood Reporter are still crybabying about a dinghy in this ocean of left-wing media called Fox News? Does Hillary honestly believe one more CNN or 10 more CNNs? Or 100 more CNNs will change anything? Arguing more Democrats in the media will change everyone's mind is like Brian Stelter arguing one more pound will make him attractive and smart. Here's what the left refuse to grasp in their ongoing whining about Fox News and conservative media outlets like Breitbart News. We are vastly outnumbered, but we are still powerful for the following reasons. Our ideas are more appealing, our arguments are more sound, and we're mostly happy warriors. Just for starters, we can tell the difference between a boy and a girl. We are also the ones fighting for freedom, fighting for free speech and artistic expression. We have science on our side, we have right and wrong on our side, and we have history on our side. The corporate media is backed, literally, by trillions of dollars. You have trillions of literal dollars propagandizing for the left through the echo chamber of news outlets and the blacklists created by content distributors like Facebook. There is no amount of power that can be added to that. Fox News and Rush Limbaugh and Breitbart can't touch that, can't even come close. No, our power comes only from the appeal of our ideas and the fact that we're having more fun. And no increase in the number of CNNs will ever change that fact. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.